Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schutz for Rabbeinu Rashi Shichu Nishmas Maris Esther Vas Reb Shmuel and the schutz for us Yochavit Feig Vas Mechad Mitzvah Yechani Gittel Vas Adit Zinom Mi Vsor Shachol Yisrael the Mishnah in Sukkah and the Chof Zayin says Rabbeinu Lezer Oimer Abbas Esudus Chayiv Lechol B'Sukkah versus Chayiv 14 Sudas in the Sukkah. Achas v'yam achas b'layla, one in the, by day and one by night, all 7 days in the Chag, 14 altogether. Chamor m'davar kitzva, chamor say no. There's no set amount. Chutz me'el yom tevrisha shel Chag bilvad, except for the first night of Sukkot. There he's not allowed to fast. The Gemara learns k'seir shava from Matzah. V'yoram Rav Elazar mishalo achal yom tevrisha yashlim leilei Yom Tov Achon Shel Chag. Somebody doesn't eat. First night, when he was chayav to eat in the sukkah, he should be mashal the suda, shmini atzeres, even if he doesn't eat in the sukkah, Rashi says. Chom re'en lo'dar v'tashlumen, v'al ze ne'emar, mubis lo'yachol itzkem, v'chisoyen lo'yachol imanos, there's no tashlumen for that. Gemore, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason for 14 sudas? Teishu came to a madir achatz me'achatz b'layil, sukkah achatz me'achatz b'layil. It says that you should dwell in your sukkah like you live in your home. So when you live in your home, you have two sudas a day. So two sukkah, two sudas a day. V'chabonon k'dira madir e'boyachat b'layil, ach sukkah e'boyachat b'layil. No, it's like a dira. In a dira, it's optional to eat. So too in the sukkah, it's optional to eat. V'rak the Gemara, yehochi afilu lele yom tov rishayin nami. So then you should be able to fast the first night also. Why does it say, except for the first night? First night you have to eat. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Shem Shem Yitzel, Ik Nemar Kan Chamishal, So Benemar Lom Chamishal, Benemar Lalo, Benemar Chamishal, So Bechag Am Atzais, Malalan Lailo Rishon Choyv, Mikan Ve'elach Rishus. Avkan Lailo Rishon Choyv, Mikan Ve'elach Rishus. That we learn from Sukkot, the Sukkot, the first night, it's an obligation, the rest, optional. So to, we learn from Pesach, so to Sukkot, just like Pesach, the first night, is an obligation, and then Vayter is a rishus. V'asim in Allah, and how do you know the first night's a chayv of Vayt Pesach? Amal koa be'erotuch l'matis. Akasu b'o chobot. It's erotuch l'matis, you have to do it. Mevuar, shegam l'chachamim chayvim l'achol b'sukkah b'layla rishon shel chag. V'on yigzei rishov av tesva av tesva av chamisha asor chamisha asor mei chag ha-matis. Ma-matis. Laila Rishon Chova, Chila Besukah, Belaila Rishon Chova Ulam. Chidushe HaRitva, Katav Kach, Nlmad et Divrei HaRitva. שמעתי בשם גודו מגדולי הדור אשר בצרפת שהיה מחייב לישון בסוכה בלילה ראשון של סוכות ואפילו ירדו גשמים שינת הרעים מעט ולא התירו לו לרד מן הסוכה אלא בשאר ימים שהם ברשות אבל בלילה הראשונה הכתוב כבאו חובה מגזירה שווה תתווה תתווה מחג המצות והלט הכלל שאין חיוב דל ראשון אלא באכילת דומיה דלי הראשון של פסח חיוב שינה לא עתי מהתם, ולא מחייב בשינה. So the Ritva brings a godol, מגדולי הדור from France, who is מחייב to sleep on the first night of Sukkot in the Sukkah, even if it rains, at least a שינס ארוי. And he's only allowed to leave the other days that are just לילה ראשון, to חויבו. תעזבוב תעזבוב, מחג המצס. This, says the Heiliger Ritva, is not true. There's no chiyuv velvishan. To sleep, only to eat. Like Pesach, the chiyuv is to eat, not sleep. And really, the words of this gadol hador, sarich iyun, me'echi teisi noimar, why should we passively say, there's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah? In the Sefer Lakat Yosher, the Talmud about even if a person's mitzvah, and like a Yosher, the Talmud about Tumas Hadeshen, the Tavol Rabbi Sheinu Yoshin be'erav Sukkos b'tzoraim, כדי שיוכל לישון לתאובן בלילה, he wouldn't sleep, wouldn't take a nap in ערב סוכס, so he should sleep well in the sukkah at night, כי בסוכס, כי בסוכה השן הכויבר עיקר הדילה, he wanted to have a good gezunt shluf at night, לישון לתאובן בלילה, that he should sleep well at night, because by sukkah the shen of the sleep is koveya the ikir dira, since the shena is koveya the ikir dira, he wanted to make sure that he had a good sleep. So what's the best way to have a good sleep? Don't deny yourself sleep beforehand. It's a school of beduka menusa. If you want to make sure have a good sleep at some time, make sure not to sleep a long time before that. It's a davar tamua. He now let us sleep outside the sukkah shenas aroi. Why did he was medaktik not to sleep on Erev Sukkot? So he should sleep at night in the sukkah with Teyavon. If he doesn't sleep, then he's not chiyuv to sleep. The ikar is not to sleep outside the sukkah. So what's pshat? He's sleeping? He's not sleeping? That he should fall asleep in the sukkah? Mitzvah isn't to fall asleep. Mitzvah is not to sleep out the yisr, is not to sleep outside the sukkah. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Reb Nosson that Yesh lachkor et hachakira ba'a. This limud of Tesvov Sukkah mi-Pesach, does this mean that just like on Leil Pesach there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, so too on the first night of Sukkot there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah? And the Gzeir HaShavah is a limud on the chiyuv achilu, or maybe no. The limud is just like on Pesach, at Mikai Mitzachag, there's a chilas matzah by the Shal Pesach too. On Sukkot, a person is mechuyev in Mekayim on the first night, mitzvah chag. It says Sukkot teshu shavus yom. And meila, a person is chayv leichol b'sukkah, and that is Mekayim the mitzvah of the Sukkot teshu. But the ikar limud is on the chiyuv kiyum mitzvah Sukkot teshu. Because you have to eat pas in the sukkah, because al yedei achila, Mekayim and mitzvah for Sukkot teshu. The Loshan HaRitva, so in other words, what's the pshat? Is the pshat the chiyuv achila, or it's the chiyuv to mekayim b'sukkos teshu, she mekayim by eating in the sukkah? The Loshan HaRitva mashma, that the gzeir HaShavah, that you have to eat in the sukkah on the 15th. Just like you're chayav to eat matzah on the night of the 15th, the chiyuv on the etzem ha'achila. Aval b'perush Rabbeinu Chananel, b'sukkah, v'dav chov zayin, he writes, nemar chamisho asor v'chag ha'matzahis, Achilas matzo, v'nemach v'chamisho asor v'chag ha'sukkos, yeshiva ke'in dira, v'machag ha'matzos, achilas matzo v'layla rishon, choyva, sh'nemar v'erv torchu matzos, ha'kosov k'v'oi choyva, af v'chag ha'sukkos, yeshiva ke'in dira, v'achila b'sukkah, you have to sit like you dwell, by eating in the sukkah. So it's mashal, what is that in the first night of a chag, that m'chayim teshu came to do it, just like mitzvah chag ha'pesach, shu achilas matzo v'chiv lechol, וחייב לאכול מצה בלילה ראשון, כמו כן בסוכס, שהמצווי תשבו כאין תדור, וחייב לקיים בלילה ראשון מצווי תשבו כאין תדור, והדירה היא על ידי אכילה, אבל אין הלימוד על עצם האכילה, אלא על מצווי תשבו כאין תדור, זה מצווי נעד אני עצם האכילה, כאין תדור, ואין אוכלנו, ורדר, תשבו כאין תדור. So writes, תשאיר את הגיבורים שעל הריף, שם הריעה, אז כשם שמצווה לאכול מצה, בליל ראשון של פסח, כך מצווה לישב בסוכו, ליום טוב ראשון של חג, ונראה בעיניי, שצריך לאכול שם אכילס קבע של פס, או של תמיני תרגומה. זה מבור גם כן, that the limud is that on the first night of Sukkot, he's חיית עם הקיים מצווה תשו, כאין תדור. זאת אומרת, מילה, the way he does this is by eating pas, or other types of mezonos. Since only through this is מקיים המצווה, Teshuva came to do. Now we understand the Shittas Gadol HaDor b'Tzarfat, Shem Echayev Lishon B'Sukkah B'Layla Rishon, Ve'afilu Yardu G'Shamim, that on the first night, the Kosef Kovo Chov M'Gzeir Shavu Tesvav Tesvav. And the ritual was Masig, no, it's a Chiyuv Achila, but based on what we said, very good, because the opinion of this Gadol HaDor from France was that the Gzeir Shavu Tesvav Tesvav is coming to say that just like on Pesach, Mitzvah chav is lechol matzah, chav lechol b'lo rishon pesach tafka matzah, except to besukkis, but the mitzvahs besukkis teshu came to duru, al kenu chayiv l'kayim mitzvahs teshu came to duru, b'layla rishon kechoyva. Limit is not the achil, limit is not teshu came to duru. And this includes sleeping. And that's why the Trumas Hadeshen made it his business to not to sleep on Erev Sukkis. So he would sleep with Tayav and he would have a good teshu came to duru. Because sleeping is part of the mitzvah of teshuva, came to do. And the Ritva says, no, it's nothing to do with sleeping, it's to do with eating. And based on what we said, we can explain that it says in the Mishnah in Sukkah, you miss the first night, and you have to be mashlam. I'm saying, no, there's no tashlum, and it's a mu'uvas lo'echol liskon, v'chisaron lo'echol imanus, you can't, there's no makeup. V'gamor ha'masik, she'chazar bo Rebbe Elazar, Rashi v'faresh, she'moid Rebbe Elazar chom, that you don't have to eat 14 sudas, except for the first night of Chag, v'hami ha'polig alai, v'kasev Rebbe Elazar, yesh la tashlum, moshish tashlum, l'karbonis yomishan, afiyon t'vayachon, so Rebbe Elazar retracts his opinion after 14 meals, but he sticks with the fact that he had to eat on the first night, and that first night has tashlumin, and Yom Tov Achron, just like by Karbanos, l'chor tamua. And the last night, and Smini Atzeres, you're not even eating in the Sukkah. It's not tashlumin for the first night that you had eaten in the Sukkah. As Rashi, though, explained the Kash of the Gemara, the Yomas Chavarim of Eliezer, Shekevin Shev Yom Achron, loy the Sukkah, Yosef, since he's not eating in the Sukkah. So what hashlum is then? Based on what we said, it's gevaldik. Lezer holds exer shavu tesov is coming to you, so that person has to eat. Because I is passing low region shall sukkah, just like it's chayav to eat matzah. And low region shall pesach, just memele, he has to eat in the sukkah, because now they pass outside the sukkah with the chiyav achila. Isn't the machmas the chiyav sukkah, it's a chiyav who etzem achila's pass to me the matzah. The chiyav is be'etzem achila's matzah. And therefore, if you didn't eat on the first night, you didn't eat on the last night, because you're mekayim mitzvah achila's pass. Because Rebbe Elazar is holding that the chiyuv is the etzem ha'achila, not the sukkah part. The achila could be that according to Rebbe Elazar, you don't even have to eat kizayis pas below rin shel sukkah b'sukkahs. Maybe it's like Rebbe Tzedek and Yuma that pachas mikaveitza pas mutu lecha mechutz l'sukkah, so we can eat the kizayis pas wherever he may be. And the rabbis held that below rin shel person chayv tafka lecha b'sukkah. The teshu came to duru, and therefore they hold there's going to be no tashlumin. What's the tashlumin? How are you going to fill it in on the last night when you're not b'chlal eating in the sukkah? So, the Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we have a lot more to talk about here. So, I'm hoping that in a future shir, we will go weiter. This is a Maharshal here, it's a Tosfos. We have Sacht Vosreden, Gois Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, please stay tuned, and we will see more and more philosophy in Tzos Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.